If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Thank you for listening today. I'm Joe Galuski. Dr. Mike Royson is here. What does a yearbook photo have to do with future marital success, or for that matter, divorce? Can a CEO's appearance tell you anything about a company's quarterly earnings? And how to get along in life by just making the right decisions? Matthew Hertenstein is an associate professor of psychology at DePauw University, and his book is called The Tell, The Little Clues That Reveal Big Truths About Who We Are, and it's published by Basic Books. Hey, Professor, thanks for coming on. Dr. Mike is here, too. Let me ask you, the book, how is, in general terms, how is the information in this book applicable to our lives we live every day?
Yeah, great question. Well, you know, essentially, a lot of books lately have kind of told us where we go wrong, how our minds are biased and whatnot. And that's true in many cases. But with this book, I kind of wanted to show people where we actually go right, at least oftentimes, and how we, you know, we're told not to judge a book by its cover, so to speak. We're not told not to judge people by, you know, looking at them. But it turns out that scientists are doing studies over the last 10, 20 years showing us that we're pretty accurate in a lot of cases, and we should give ourselves a little bit more credit.
Now, the book briefly is called The Tell. What's that mean, The Tell?
Well, I take the title off of the idea of a poker tell, you know, the nonverbal behaviors or how people hold their cards in poker, and that it gives away something about their card, something about their hand. And in the same way, all of us give away signals to other people, and we can pick up on those signals as well from others, and that reveals something about who they are, be it their personality or what they'll be like in the future or something about their relationships or whatnot.
That's pretty cool. Here's Dr. Mike Royson. Dr. Mike.
Matthew, thanks for coming on. I found this fascinating, and a number of the reasons for that I found it fascinating relate to our current technology. And more we're trying to do meetings via, if you will, internet capability. We're showing internet screens to others and talking on the phone. And it seems to me this gives away or does not take advantage of a lot of verbal cues. What do you think about that? And should we be doing all of our meetings in person?
You know, that's something I speculate about in the book a little bit at the end, actually, is the role that technology will play. And I think about it in a couple of ways. Number one, I mean, you think about children being raised today and how their lives and their communication with their friends and family members is vastly different than what it was for me when I was growing up. So I wonder, you know, what is the impact of that on their ability to read other people's cues and be able to perceive that? And you know, scientists, we don't have an answer to that, but I suspect that it's going to play a role. And then, you know, even for adults who have kind of come into the electronic age, digital natives or digital immigrants, I should say, so to speak, like myself, you know, I think it probably does have an impact. It probably, you know, dulls our ability to perceive others' cues and whatnot and make predictions. But at the same time, I still think we're pretty darn good at it.
Well, you know, the thing that I have seen is I feel I get a lot better responses and a lot better, patient following of the plans we agree on when I'm looking directly at the patient rather than I'm looking at the electronic medical record and trying to type. And one of the things we're doing in medicine relating to that is we're using scribes. So the scribe takes notes while I'm talking to the patient and the patient's talking to me. But I can be focusing on the patient and read their body language and a lot of their verbal cues of whether they, when they agree to something, whether they're really agreeing to it, or when they suggest something, whether they're just suggesting it because they think it's socially acceptable and I'll enjoy it, or I'll accept it, versus they'll really do it. And so I think it's actually very pertinent for that, as well as a lot of the examples you give. we should cite some of the examples, because this is really a wonderful book. And just for people, it's called The Tell, and it's by Matthew, is it Hertenstein, H-E-R-T-E-N-S-T-E-I-N? How do you pronounce that?
Right, it's Hertenstein, actually. Hertenstein.
Hertenstein, and it's published by Basic Books. It's available at Amazon.com. So one of the things you talk about is how men and women pick mates. Do you want to expand on that rather than my asking questions about what you wrote?
Sure. And just to back up for just a minute, if you don't mind, one of the things I do talk about in the book a little bit is that patient-physician relationship a little bit. And there's actually evidence that patients will sort of be more likely to comply with doctors' treatment plans, you know, take the medicine or whatnot, if the physician is sort of enthusiastic and empathic to that person. And, of course, that emotional communication is central to that of what you were talking about. So I just wanted to map onto a little bit about what you said. In terms of mating, so evolutionary psychologists have been really interested in, you know, men and women and why we choose each other and who we choose and whatnot, and as well as relationships and marriage. And so, you know, I talk a lot about relationships in my book, The Tell. And one of the interesting things that's come out of this is that we can predict the success of relationships or lack thereof, and in some ways. So, for example, there's one researcher at the University of Washington named John Gottman, who can observe engaged couples talking about something that's, you know, a difficult issue in their relationship, be it sex or money or future in-laws or whatnot. And within about observing them for about 3 minutes, he and his team can predict with about 92% accuracy who's going to get divorced or who's going to stay married before they even get married. So it's pretty amazing that we can pick up on these nonverbal cues. And I did some studies, too, looking at yearbook photos, and that actually predicts divorce as well.
Other than just telling us that, give us I can ask you questions, but one of the things you talk about is symmetry and smiling. Go and expand on the smiling in the yearbook photos, would you?
Yeah, sure. So we did this really interesting study where we looked at college yearbook photos and we coded the degree to which people smiled in their photos. And specifically, we looked at two muscles, one that pulls up the lip corners of your mouth, of course, to make you smile. But then there's the other muscle that surrounds your eye. And this muscle is called the orbicularis oculi, if you're interested. And this muscle is very difficult to contract voluntarily. Only about 10% of people can do it.
We call it the corner of the eye muscle.
Yeah, corner of the eye muscle. I like that. that gives you those crow's feet, you know, when you smile, and it gives you those little lines on the side of your eyes. And so we coded those two muscles and looked to see how intensely they were contracted, and we found that the people who smiled least in their college yearbook photos were actually about 5 times more likely to get a divorce at some point in their life compared to those who smiled the most. And we followed up this study with another one where we looked at childhood photos, taking all kinds of different photos, you know, be it, you know, blowing out candles at the birthday cake, opening up a present during the holidays or whatnot. And the average age at which these photos was taken was about 10 years old. And we found the same exact trend. Those people who smiled least were more likely to get divorced compared to those who smiled most in that study. So a pretty interesting study.
We'll pick up on
when
that. Okay, Mike, you want to do it? I'll do it. You do it?
No, you do it.
Okay, Matthew Hertenstein. His book is called The Tell, The Little Cues That Reveal Big Truths About Who We Are. More with our guest after the break on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royce and on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.